Welcome to Climate Quickies, bite-sized nuggets of climate goodness from our TEDx London experts in under 5 minutes.
Welcome to Climate Curious's Earth Day mixtape. So we're here in Vancouver, British Columbia, which is on the shared unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. And for this Earth Day, we thought it'd be awesome to put together a mixtape from all of the incredible people here at TED that we've spoken to this week to share their moments of joy in their work to help fight climate change. I hope you enjoy this as much as I did.
I'm Jay-Z. I'm a faculty professor at UBC. What brings me climate joy is to walk my bunny. I have a pet rabbit who I walk a lot. She convinced me to eat more vegetables and plants, which also makes me happier. But walking her in downtown Vancouver is the best thing ever.
I'm Sipora Berman, and I'm the founder of the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty Initiative. Last year in New York, I was marching in the streets with thousands of people calling for a fossil fuel phase out. And that day, I met so many people who are working on the fossil fuel treaty who were inspired and feel connected now to other people in their own communities. They don't feel alone anymore fighting these big projects. And they were marching with placards that said, you know, fossil fuel treaty, and just looking so joyful and determined. And that for me was a huge moment of climate joy, feeling connected with all these people from around the world who are marching together. And I just think it's so important to find those moments of joy, whether it's in our climate work or even in nature to fuel our climate work. Because, you know, we talk about climate justice, and right now, joy, giving ourselves joy, allowing ourselves to feel joy even in the face of what we're experiencing right now, joy is the justice we give ourselves.
Hi, I'm Marcelo Mena. I'm the CEO of the Global Methane Hub. And my story of climate joy today was that in my country of Chile, we have the Minister of Energy for the first time saying we should aspire to 100% renewable energy future, because they just inaugurated the largest battery storage facility in Latin America, in Chile, and it's cheaper than coal, it's cheaper than gas, and so there's no excuses. We should be aspiring to 100% renewable energy future.
Hi, I'm Angus Harvey. I'm the founder and editor of Fix the News at fixthenews.com. And my greatest story of climate joy is that it's the biggest problem in the world, but if we fix it, ooh, it's a world that looks just so much better on the other side.
Hi, I'm Xavier Cortada, and I'm an artist. Although there is so much to despair about, right? We're literally standing in the middle of a climate catastrophe where not enough attention is paid to the unimaginable consequences of what will befall every living thing on this planet, including human beings. I remain hopeful, and I have joy. And I do so because I believe in people, and I believe in their ability to love and care for one another. And I see that demonstrated time and time again. In fact, one of my most joyous moments was when I returned to my alma mater 40 years later and taught the students there, about 2,000 of them, in 90-minute sessions at a time across 80 different class sessions about sea level rise, how they organized and went up and down the merchant stores and informed their elders about sea level rise. And to see that kind of activism from a bunch of 15, 16, and 17-year-olds in Miami brought me the most tremendous amount of joy.
I'm Eric Berlow, CEO of Vibrant Data Labs, and my moment of climate joy and inspiration is that I really am learning that climate change is a Trojan horse to solve all the other problems we care about, whether it's biodiversity or social inequities and social justice.
You
My name's Sven Biggs. I'm the Canadian Oil and Gas Program Director at Stand.Earth. I'm coming to you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, which is on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. I guess my moment of climate joy, it's the moments that give me hope to continue this work are when communities come together and stand together. I remember a couple of years ago now, but gathering at the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, who are just across the inlet from where we're sitting now, they hosted a gathering for folks that were going to court to fight the Trans Mountain Pipeline, and they performed a ceremony where they blanketed the lawyers and some of the other people who were leading that case, which is a traditional Coast Salish way of inviting somebody into your family and offering them. And so those kind of moments are the moments that I think inspire me to continue this work.
Thanks for listening to This Quickie.
This episode was created by our superstar podcast team at TEDx London. Until next time,
stay curious.